So when people talk, they should go research the numbers of back then and then research my numbers and compare. I'm putting that together just so I can show the public, because now it's all about showing people that everybody been lying this entire time doing a smear campaign. So now I'm going to show them, and then now you judge. Because y'all all judging, meaning people out there are judging off of hearsay, false allegations, and not facts.
Greetings and salutations, loyal viewers of this channel. My name is Sean, and today we have absolutely devastating news for the Super Mayor, because more subpoenas have been issued, just like I predicted in my previous video, and this time they were served at the Thornton Township. But to make matters even worse for the Super Mayor, apparently her law firm has completely quit. They've backed out. They're done with her. They realize that the city is completely insolvent. They're saying there's millions in pending judgments, potential millions in future judgments, and since the Super Mayor isn't paying her lawyers as a part of the many bills that she's not paying, they're no longer going to represent her. Now, we're going to get into this, but before we do, I want to thank everybody who signed up over on actualjusticewarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Give me the money. Okay.
Potential trouble tonight for Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard. Fox 32 has learned that FBI agents served subpoenas on Friday at the Thornton Township Hall in South Holland, where Henyard is also serving as township supervisor.
So look, we've covered the Super Mayor a lot on this channel. We were one of the earliest channels to do it, along with notable others like Nate the Lawyer, Hannibal is Hungry, Black Conservatives Perspective, and many others that I have not named because I haven't interacted with their particular content. But for the basics, for you guys out there in the audience, what you need to understand is that the Super Mayor is the mayor of the village of Dalton, but she's also on the Thornton Township Board of Supervisors, a position that she was appointed to, where she actually earns $225,000. Now, for those of you out there in my audience, you probably know that this is the very same position that she actually passed an ordinance in that position in order to downgrade, if she were to lose her election, that salary from $225,000 to $25,000 a year. One instance among many other instances of corruption in Thornton Township.
Anthony and Natalie, she makes a whopping $224,000 a year. Now Thornton Township Supervisor Tiffany Henyard wants to cut the salary of her position by nearly $200,000. What a great move for taxpayers, right? Well, the pay cut only happens if someone else gets that job.
It's maybe the worst attempt to try to dissuade people from running that I've ever seen, and that's a long time.
On top of that, if you're familiar with the big billboards that were charged to the taxpayer, many of those are actually Thornton Township billboards of the Super Mayor promoting her for her campaign under the guise of promoting services, not actually in the village of Dalton.
Take me through what took place with the change in pay for the Thornton position. Again, what your critics say is you led an effort to cut the salary if you don't get reelected, but the salary stays the same if you are reelected.
And see, that's again what I mean by research and what I say to the media and everybody doing the smear campaign. It's an ordinance already on the books. They didn't tell you that, right?
What's the ordinance?
The ordinance is on the books. My predecessor, he created that ordinance, and it's already there. That if he was to run or not run, that the salary drops. It's already there.
Okay, so you're saying prior to you coming there, that the was that his decision, or was that the Thornton Township trustee's decision?
Well, it's them as a group, because they have to vote on it. It's
right.
Ordinance form, so yes, it was everybody's decision.
So you're saying that predated you?
Yes. And it's there. I have the proof for it.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, as far as the payment issue, the Super Mayor will claim that the salary was automatically supposed to downgrade $250,000, but here's what you're missing in that analysis. So, the Super Mayor was actually appointed to that position in Thornton Township.
So, the salary is currently what?
For myself, $224,000.
So, if when there's the next election, then if the current supervisor is not reelected, then it drops to what?
$25,000.
Do you know what the rationale was for that?
Well, it was, like I just stated, it was already on the books, but no one did the research. They went and did this whole story of, hey, Tiffany did X, Y, Z. Now, don't get me wrong. We did cut the prior salary. It was $50,000.
So, I'm sorry, cut what?
$50,000. The ordinance that I'm talking about.
Right.
It was $50,000 that they created. Now, we cut it in half. We did do that because everybody said we make too much money. So we did do that.
The previous guy that she replaced had won re-election over and over and over again. And every time you won re-election, your salary ended up going up because you earned that salary. So over time, it got to the point of it being $225,000. The super mayor was appointed to that position, so she retained the salary of that particular position. However, if she ran for re-election and won again, it would have reset even for her down to $50,000. Now, the thing that she did that is insanely corrupt is she actually changed the law that it will downgrade even further to 25K, but only if she loses. She gets to keep that accrued salary from the previous person winning election over and over and over again, going forward with potential increases, as was the scale that they were dealing with. So obviously, the corruption aspect of her job extends to Thornton Township. On top of that, Keith Freeman, who's been indicted for bankruptcy fraud, is also her number two person in that position. And we've covered all the different various scandals over there, how they essentially box out the one member of the Board of Supervisors that's opposed to her. And honestly, she has a much more significant grip on power in that position than she does in the Village of Dalton, where the trustees have actually turned against her.
Now, we don't know yet what the FBI is asking for in those subpoenas. Last week, we broke the news that the FBI had served two subpoenas on the Village of Dalton, asking for the personnel and disciplinary files of 29 Dalton employees, as well as any contracts and payments made to Henyard's top assistant, Keith Freeman, who also serves in that role at Thornton Township. The subpoenas also revealed that a federal grand jury has been investigating allegations of corruption surrounding Henyard and others since November of last year.
So the fact that they're now raiding this particular office really goes to show you that they're not only going after Keith Freeman for the bankruptcy, but they're also targeting Tiffany A. Henyard, very likely, since the grand jury, as we learned in a previous video, was impaneled back in November of 2023, and that was about a month or two after she cut off access to the financial documents from the actual Board of Trustees in the Village of Dalton. And on top of that, the Thornton Township is the organization that appropriated money to her charity the day that it was incorporated, that same charity that she claims no involvement in, and of course, that same charity that hasn't filed any of the necessary paperwork with the state or the federal government to be a legitimate nonprofit.
The subpoena focusing on Freeman asks for payments, tax records, and any contracts given to a list of companies, some of which are associated with Freeman, according to a search of LLC records.
It would be my somewhat educated guess that there have been allegations raised by third parties that those businesses, or at least some of them, were sham businesses. They didn't really exist. They provided no legitimate services. And he was submitting phony invoices to the village, which were being paid.
Now, I will say, while I am under the belief that it is over for the super mayor, those 29 individuals in the subpoena that we do know about related to the Village of Dalton all happen to be super mayor loyalists. And it seems like they're trying to flip these people against the super mayor, against Keith Freeman, in order to secure convictions. But because we're not really 100% sure at this moment in time, I do want to point out that there is a possibility that this investigation, as of right now, is solely focused on Keith Freeman. Remember, one of the other things that they were looking for were payments made to different various corporations that seem to be or appear to be connected to Keith Freeman, according to public records, although there were additional corporations that we also have to examine. So, while this could be an instance where they're going after the money man, the number two of the super mayor, the person who is alleged to be her actual boyfriend and or fiance, fact of the matter is that second subpoena in the Village of Dalton leads me to believe that it's over for the super mayor. On top of that, you have the issue of the fact that they're not going to be able as a city to fight lawsuits going forward, which could be absolutely disastrous for them. On top of that, to make matters even worse, the law firm is saying that the Village of Dalton might be uninsurable, which is essentially a disaster DEFCON 3 kind of scenario, because lawsuits are typically partially, if not fully, covered by this insurance. And essentially, they're saying that the Village of Dalton's finances are so disastrous and it's run so poorly that the insurance company will no longer take the risk of operating there.
Tonight, for embattled Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard, the law firm representing Henyard and the Village of Dalton in a slew of lawsuits is asking to withdraw from those cases. The Delgado Law Group says it's not being paid, so it'll stop appearing in federal and state court and defending Dalton and Henyard in 22 different lawsuits.
Now, not only are the feds Fed zeroing in, not only is the state attorney general zeroing in, not only is the Dalton Board of Trustees zeroing in that they hired, and by the way, I still don't like it that it was Lori Lightfoot, but an outside investigator in order to examine the books and all the potential things that the super mayor has done wrong, but the people are absolutely livid. Now, we've shown you clip after clip of people from the Thornton Township meetings coming and confronting Tiffany A. Henyard, saying that they want her out, screaming at her, and all of that. But we also have rallies in Thornton Township calling for the same level of investigations, the mayor to resign, and all these different other issues that are going on in that particular village. And you just love to see it from these residents who had enough for this person, who, by the way, they did not vote for. She was appointed to this position.
Also today, several dozen residents of Thornton Township gathered at a rally demanding Henyard's resignation and a full investigation into her spending at the township. They called it the Take Our Township Back rally. The residents say they're fed up with the lack of transparency, accountability, and information about how their tax dollars are being spent. Fox 32 has reported numerous stories about Henyard's spending on trips, security, billboards, and a $10,000 taxpayer-funded payment to her charity.
Now, it's 100% true, and we got to give a lot of credit to the local Fox 32 affiliate over in Chicago, because they have been covering the story even before the YouTubers have been covering it, and they've uncovered so many different documents and scandals and whatnot that we just gotta pay our respects to the people who are doing the work on the ground in order to get us this information. And by the way, a bunch of those scandals extend far further than was just summarized right there for us. But one of my absolute favorite things about the super mayor, and this may have been a Fox 32 interview, is when she was asked specifically about her salary, which is a matter of public record, and this cuts to the heart of the transparency argument, and she decided to deny what she was being paid, even though it's public information, as well as go into denial about the fact that the trips are being paid for by the taxpayer.
You make almost $300,000 between your two elected positions.
I do not. I don't know where you got that number from.
We got it from her own village and township records.
I do not handle anything as relates to with credit cards. As you heard me speak today in my board meeting about, I do not handle that.
Some of those charges are for you, though.
No, sir.
You didn't go to Las Vegas? What is that?
No comment.
You don't know if you were in Las Vegas?
Of course I do.
Were you?
It's not paid by them.
Did you fly first class to Las Vegas?
Any other questions?
Actually, yes. The credit card records do shed some light on tax dollars spent at several restaurants near the Strip, including Cafe Hollywood and Hot and Juicy Crawfish.
All right. Any other questions?
So you're not going to answer how taxpayer dollars are being spent? That seems odd.
I just answered it. What do you mean? I just answered your questions.
You said you wouldn't answer about Las Vegas.
You asked me a question and I responded. So any other questions you may have?
They may have signed up for a conference, but they never bring...
Now, not only was that Vegas trip incredibly and insanely costly to Thornton Township and the village of Dalton, but it's also one of the things that is incredibly costly to Tiffany A. Henyard, because you guys know, Trustee Holmes is accused in a sexual assault that occurred on that particular trip. So what we're ending up seeing is that lavish spending, the people who have been partying and being around the super mayor for all this time, are eventually what's going to bring her down. But I just cannot wait to see what is in the actual indictments when they come down. I can't wait to see what's in the full books, the full paperwork, because as we talked about on this channel multiple times, because I got exclusive receipts and unpaid bills for like the lighting in the city, the stoplights, and all this other stuff, it just doesn't seem to add up, according to my math, what the super mayor is spending and what they're alleging as the debt for the village of Dalton or for the Thornton Township Board of Supervisors. We're talking about millions upon millions of dollars, but the receipts don't come anywhere near that close. So the fact that they're accusing, or maybe there's whispers, because it's not technically a formal accusation, her or her administration of paying all these different shell companies for Keith Freeman might actually illuminate this situation. But yeah, the village is going broke at this time. The feds are raiding. They're zeroing in. They're targeting the Board of Supervisors in the Thornton Township as well. Tiffany Henyard is losing her representation and she's in a panic. She's in a fury. You know that this is not sitting right for her, and I cannot wait as that calendar turns to May for the next Dalton board meeting. I don't know if I'm going to be streaming it live, but I might consider it because this story is just getting juicy. It's just getting crazy. It's going to be with us, hopefully, for a very long time. I got a wedding to pay for, so I need to clickbait the hell out of the super mayor. But yeah, the investigation appears to be moving. For all this time that we've been calling out the feds, the state attorney general, all these different offices for allowing this to go on, it turns out that behind the scenes, and I got to give them credit where credit is due, at least since November, they've been looking into this and going through it with a fine-tooth comb. Now we have the subpoenas, now we have people being compelled to testify, and I'm very interested to see what the results will be from that May 13th grand jury hearing. Obviously, grand juries aren't public information, so we're going to have to wait on that information to come public, but we will see. Now, as usual, those are just my thoughts, man. I want to know what you guys think it down in the comments below. Are the walls closing in for the super mayor? Is this story close to over? Or will an investigation just reveal to everyone out there in the public that all the super mayor was doing was loving on the people?
But everything we do for the people. But we under attack. We getting scrutinized in the media. For what? Loving on the people? Showing them that they matter to us? We going through the fires for y'all. We, us, me and my administration. So don't y'all ever talk to them like that. Don't y'all ever tell them that they was told what to say. Because they don't. They got mad at themselves. And they all educated up here. All of them got degrees.
I'm sorry, but I know some of you are like, don't play those clips again, but I'm going to play those clips into the end of time because they're so good. And as usual, I will say to everybody out there in the audience, if you like the video, show them by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on my social media, support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the insanity of the super mayor progressing even further. Till next time.